do I start? To tell you about you? Just too much. But before I start, I would like, because I am also stressed, you know, very hard to speak and think.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world is watching also. I would like my beloved brother Brent to come here and help me translate, because I want to start saying something in Polish.
Thank you.
You ready, brother?
Jestem gotowy.
Więc chciałbym powiedzieć moje świadectwo.
I would like to tell you my testimony.
O tym, jak sam zbawiona.
How I got saved, and I'd like to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Przygotowałam małe świadectwo, bo wiem, że nie wszyscy mnie znacie.
I prepared a small message because not all of, about myself, because not all of you know me.
Jestem z Polski, tak jak już brat powiedział.
I am from Poland, like I've already said. Well, I've already said. He said, I said.
W kraju katolickiego.
The kraju katolickiego. From the Catholic country.
Gdzie prawdziwych chrześcijan jest mniej niż 1%.
So she said that she would like to add to the fact that you have sent out some of the finest missionaries the world have ever seen. They are incredibly fantastic men and women of great faith.
What else?
Ja nie wiem, co mówisz.
Więc w tym kraju, w Polsce.
Mm-hmm. The finest and best missionaries.
Mieszkałam tu wiele, wiele lat.
Mm-hmm. And she insists that you should triple their support and supply them with a year's supply of popcorn and ice cream. Did I get the message across?
You are terrible. I must say, I have to do my job all by myself. Thank you, Brother Brent. Well, coming to my testimony. Well, for many, many years, I really... had in my life, I had really no idea whatsoever about real faith. I grew in Poland. I knew that there is God. I knew about Bible. Of course, I tried to read it by myself a little bit, but really, what is church? What is all the doctrines or teachings? I had completely no idea how to. Of course, I hoped I will. I really didn't think about what will happen about to me after death. I hoped, you know all those stories very well. I was not much different. I was looking for truth. I must say, I was trying to find something with real meaning. I was looking in art, I was looking in movies, I was looking in literature, you know, I tried to be educated, I studied, but of course, as you know, the real truth cannot be found anywhere there.
Amen.
It's only in the Bible. And,
amen.
And I have some notes to help me to stay on track. So I was really trying, and I was really honestly, I was not happy. I was trying to be happy. I didn't know how am I supposed to make myself happy. Nowhere happiness can be found, but in God's hands, in God's word.
Amen.
So this lack of happiness, this lack of truth in my life. I guess made a little bit easier for me to make this to make the decision when the truth was one day presented to me to make I guess within 2 weeks being in some kind of Christian camp. I really got saved. And my family was, of course, you can realize was and is not Christian, and they couldn't give me answers to my questions. They would rather me go and find my answers all by myself, and of course I didn't find them. About more or less about 20 years ago, during summer, I was invited to this Christian camp. At that time I worked in a boarding school, and I worked with this. It was some kind of a special education school, maybe I can describe it. Girls with some serious problems, with families with maybe some minor crimes. And so church in Warsaw, one of the Christian churches in Warsaw, invited a few girls to participate to go to that camp. And one of the teachers just had to go with them. We didn't know who that person will be, and we had a meeting together with all the teachers, and nobody was saying anything, and we knew some news were spread, this is some kind of Christian, you know, we don't know who they are, and what is going to be, what we'll find there, who are they, and I just was the only one person who dared to ask the question, do we have to participate in this religious part of that camp? Because it was a camp for kids, for teenagers, and they had, of course, some sports and some activities, but they also had this religious part, and we don't know what it would be. So my boss took it as a yes from me. he was happy that anybody would ask, would just get involved in the conversation. And he said, "Okay, Gosia, no, you don't have to participate in this religion part of the camp. So just note that the camp starts 1st of July and off you go." So this way I went with the girls, and I was fully exposed. The gospel was preached there. Praise the Lord for that. I was really I went through maybe step by step through all those fights and embarrassments, and even I remember once I just left the little chapel because I was all unhappy that this preacher was telling me that I don't know Jesus, that I don't know him, and I was like, what are you telling me? I am Catholic and I know Jesus. Of course, you know the meaning, and you know exactly what am I talking about. So after towards the end of the camp, I prayed, I asked God for forgiveness, and I asked for I asked him for salvation.
Amen.
I got saved there. I went back home, of course, started sharing the gospel with my family.
Amen, the Lord. Amen.
And I was so eager, I was so hopeful that they will get it, that they will first day, Amen. First lunch, that they will just listen and change. And I was like almost, sure that they will, you know, because why wouldn't they? I am their daughter, and why would I lie to them? And I was even showing them verses about Mary, about Pope, you know, some of those, don't kneel, don't kiss the ring, you know, and all those things. And my dad was looking at me like he would think like, oh, I know, it's all fine and it's also interesting, but we wait and it will pass. All that, you know what I mean, that this big thing you have in your head, you wait and it will pass and it will all come down and it will all come to our normal life and we'll be done with it. But in my life, in my personal life, it's more than 20 years now and it didn't pass. I am so happy for that. And I started attending this new church and started reading the Bible. Of course, it was difficult. It was difficult. I got a little bit, you know, weaker. I started missing the meetings, and you know, the church wasn't such a strong Christian church. So God had a plan for me, and it was great that in '95 I met Brent and Joe, Janice and Debbie, and you know how we do things. We meet people and we invite them for Bible study, you know. And that trick worked with me. I'm sorry, you know, it did, and Janice always and Debbie always had such great cakes and everything, and coffee and stuff. I was really, I felt blessed to meet you guys, and I must say I won't ever forget. The shelves full of Bibles, shelves full of Christian literature. It was just such a great testimony. I never saw it before, and a part of your houses and houses I visit here, it's really hard to find such houses, and it's really hard to find places like this. And I'm so blessed to be here. I'm always blessed to be among you. I can never say enough how much I owe you, as far as everything really. Well, Brent and Joe in those days started learning Polish. In 95 they were already on the streets, and it was not even one year after you arrived in Poland, so they Polish was, you know. I remember sermons filled with verse after verse after verse after verse after verse, and I was trying to follow, and I it was hard, but praise the Lord for those meetings, and praise the Lord because I saw how they were struggling. I saw how difficult it was. Polish is really, 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 really hard, and I met quite a few foreigners coming to Poland to work. You know, I worked with some of some of the people from outside Poland, and I don't remember one person who stick to learn Polish for more than half a year. You know, they just quit. They don't want to continue. It's just too difficult. It's too confusing. The grammar is hard. The pronunciation, everything about that language is just terrible. Of course, not for me. It's obvious, but for foreigners, it's really, in my opinion, impossible. And you're doing really great. After 20 years, you managed to progress a lot. But even more, the Bible they had, they decided to use Gdańsk Bible, and Brent was talking a lot about Bible Project. This Bible, you know very well, it's old Polish language. It was even harder. It's the hardness, the difficultness, if I can say so, just, you know, piled. It was just, I could hardly imagine how they were even able to read from that Bible. It's difficult for me to read some verses. I'm not even mentioning some names, some names, Old Testament, New Testament. It's all very, very difficult. So I really understand the effort you put in updating that language to make it easier for you, and seems like it's also helping people on the streets. Like they come to you, do you want to translate? You want to present the gospel, and they tell us we don't understand. What was that? So I appreciate that effort of updating the language and make it people using this updated text. In my opinion, people just have no excuse. They cannot tell you, look, we don't understand. What is this? It's just pure, good Polish language, and I'm sure they would understand. Well, the way of, in my life, I mean, my Christian way, that, and from the very beginning, when I went to that camp, and later on, it's like really I can see that God was leading me, and it's still now. You probably experienced something like that also, that we are in God's hands, and I'm so thankful for that. I cannot jump out of his hands, and it's his business to keep me in his hands, and I am really thankful for that. If it wasn't him, I don't know, I wouldn't manage. I have to admit. Now I find myself being involved in that great vision.
Yes.
It's just absolutely unbelievable to me, looking at myself like being in high school or even later. And looking at myself now, I completely didn't. In the wildest, I can say, wildest dreams, I would never say that I would do something like that in my life. And I am of course, I am so blessed. I am so honored to be part of that vision. I really hope that I will be useful, and I pray for it. God used me and helped me to forget about myself.
Amen.
I would like to quote one verse from Luke 14:26. If any man come to me, I hate and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. This verse says a lot about me. I think I look at it like in a way that yes, it did happen in my life that I had to choose. In a way, I had to depart from beliefs on my family, beliefs, Catholic beliefs of my in my country, and. It wouldn't be true if I said that it's easy. Really over the years I see it influences my relationship with my family. It really does. They didn't tell me, you know, you will. you will lose your family if you join that new religion, nothing like that, but it's maybe small things, maybe, you know, there's no such I don't know how to call it. I had a conversation with my mom recently, and she would always wonder. Yeah, she would say, yes, I understand what you say, and I see what the Bible says, but, for example, she would say, like, but would Pope really be in error or something like that? And I say, yes, he is in error.
Yeah.
And it's really tough to see that they don't see it, you know. And it's really, you know, years go by, and I know this day will come, and they will just go. They will just go, and I really pray that that they will get saved one day.
Amen.
Amen. I will not give up.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I cannot give up, and. I'm so happy we can still be in Poland, and that Steve is willing to be there, and we really try to be gentle. We really try to explain to them. So far it didn't work, but I hope they think about it.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
and talking thinking about people who get saved in Poland. In Poland we recently seen new people and families, couples, and I had a blessing thinking about it in those terms of the whole family being saved, and that I didn't have that opportunity to grow up in a Christian family like many of you did, like Nelda was talking, and by the way it was such a pleasure to listen to you yesterday. And so, in terms of the whole family being saved, like young couples, and we see that they have kids, and they will have more kids, and I was really happy to think that those kids will have opportunity to grow up in Christian church,
yep.
Christian family.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm really happy for that, and I'm also happy that my daughter will also have this opportunity.
Amen.
And as mother, I try to, of course, and Steve is also a very good teacher, and we try to read stories and have a Bible school at church. She goes, and she even has had opportunity to have a lesson of Bible stories at her school. And just to give you some really nice picture from her school, once I was picking her up from school, and she was playing with her friend, and they were digging in sand and playing, and Sarah was saying to her friend, "But you know that God is most important, don't you?" Right? So she I think she remembered something. It was something very small, and but it was really something so sweet. And one more story. Very recently, Robert, Robert's father died, and it was a blessing to know that he got saved. And
yes,
I experienced something very similar with my grandma, and we also have this great responsibility to, I'm sure, just like here, to sometimes we have to go to our grandparents and tell them. And they grew up in the Catholic religion, and they know everything, and who am I to tell her that she's wrong? And
right.
For years, I remember she even once beat me with her stick, you know, go. I was trying to explain something about marriage. She would basically beat me, go away, yeah, I have enough of you, and stuff like that. And never. And Janice knew her, and they met my grandma. And maybe you remember a few years ago, she died. And just a few months, I think she died beginning of August, and I think in May I went to visit her, and she was on her bed and barely there, basically. And I started talking to her, and same way, same verses, I came into my mind, and I shared with her. I read to her, just like Robert mentioned, those verses from 1 John 5. 10, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself, and so on and so forth. And those verses, he that hath the Son hath life.
Amen.
He that not Son of God hath not life. And I read it to her. She understood. And I also read, strongly emphasized, that he may know that he have eternal life. And I told her, you can ask for eternal life. And she was too weak to pray all by herself. I prayed with her, and she repeated. And I prayed basically prayer. I asked for salvation. I don't think she would know how to pray. So I tried to help as much as I could, and she repeated, and hopefully she did ask for salvation. So I really hope I will see her one day.
Yes.
And I also remember that Brother Roland shared the same verses a few years ago, and we used those verses a lot to convince those people, you know, look, you can be safe, and you can know.
Yes.
You can know, and it's very important, because they don't know, and they think they will know after, but it's not what the Bible says.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen.